Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
Okay.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Is it fair to judge Doc Rivers if this team doesn't have a deep playoff run this year?
You know, it doesn't make any difference. That's how it's going to be. People are going to judge you good. Is it fair? Probably wouldn't be. But people are going to be, you came in to save the franchise. So here, let's see what you can do. So right. Are you saying, did you get Doc Rivers for the immediate now? Or you got Doc Rivers for what he can do two, three years down the line? I don't think that you got Doc Rivers for that. You got Doc Rivers for this run right now.
The big girls love that. Chicks love the last shot opportunity. Somebody give me a napkin so I can wipe my mouth.
All right, it's another episode of the Cedric Maxwell Podcast. Plenty to get into, Max. One hell of a week in the NBA. I am Joseph Pavone. He is, of course, my co-host, Cedric Maxwell. Max, we got Luka dropping 73. We got the Celtics giving the Heat a major L. You got to tell me what the arena was like, especially right after the Terry Rozier trade. Man, Heat fans were really hyped up about this game. We'll get into that in a little bit. But first things first, Doc Rivers is back in the NBA.
Yeah.
What a heck of a week, man. I think that takes the cake, or maybe the 73 point, wherever you want to put it, man. Headlines all throughout the week. But let's start there. Doc Rivers back in the NBA, head coach of the Milwaukee Bucks, Adrian Griffin, dismissed out of Milwaukee. What's your first of all, what was your initial take when you heard about the dismissal at the time? The Milwaukee Bucks tied for the second best record in the NBA. Have you ever seen something like that? And then second of all, well, second question, I should say, Doc Rivers getting the phone call, and you find out that he's going to be heading to Milwaukee, man. What's your reaction, Max?
Well, I think that if I look at initially, you know, it tells me that the players are more in control, superstars in this league, about who they want as a coach. When you have Giannis and Dame essentially saying, well, I like Adrian, but there was never a vote of confidence. If there had been a vote of confidence, there wouldn't have been a change. This team, if you look at Milwaukee, I think they're flawed defensively. When you lose, and as much as I love, you know, when you think about Dame Lillard, what he brings to the table, but defensively, this team has a bunch of holes. And you can see that the games they play, other than the game they played with the Celtics, which was a schedule loss, you look at the games they've lost here recently, they've had Giannis, they've had Dame. They've got a couple of wins in last-second buzzer beaters that maybe they wouldn't have gotten. I think so. I'm kind of back and forth, and to see Adrian Griffin have the second best record in the Eastern Conference, and to be fired, that doesn't bode well for a coach with stability in this league. And you look at things going on and. And same thing with Bill Belichick. Bill Belichick gets two interviews in Atlanta, and what happens? No job. They hire somebody else.
Yeah.
So the whole coaching carousel right now is in flux. And for Doc Rivers to come back in, did I expect this? No. Is it a major surprise? No. Because I think Doc wanted to give – Doc's a coach. He's a decent broadcaster, but I think he's a better coach. And he wants to get back into the mix. And this might be another opportunity to have one of those high-profile teams and seeing if he can win another championship, another chip. because so many people have been talking exactly that. Doc Rivers, the only one won. All he did was this, so he can get back on the horse right now and have some pretty good horses to ride.
You know, I'm glad you brought up the schedule loss, the Celtics schedule loss, the worst loss of the season for the Celtics. That didn't even convince the Bucks, you know, or Giannis and these guys that, hey, we could still compete, right? We got this amazing record, you know, but the defense, if you look at all the stats, it's been terrible this year. And they know Giannis has been there. Giannis has made so many trips, you know, deep trips into the play or runs in, throughout the playoffs, obviously won it all back in 2021. So he knows what it takes. And he's looking around. And he's like, look, this isn't it. You know, we don't like the defense. This isn't exactly
why did you get rid of Drew?
I know. But see, that's the thing, Max. You can't have it both ways.
If that's what you think, then why in the world would you get rid of Drew?
Right.
Now, that doesn't make any sense at all because Drew is one of the best defenders in the land. He favored Giannis. Giannis favored Dame.
Right.
And, you know, be careful sometimes what you get. Your team is, I think, defensive liability when you look at them. So let's not be surprised with all this stuff going on and where they're at. They are who you think they are. And we think they're a great offensive team, but they have defensive laws. And how can you win the NBA if you don't have that defensive stopper from time to time.
Right. And I think the front office never replaced that defense, you know, and it's like, you're not going to have the same result if you don't replace that defensive identity, essentially, you know. All of a sudden Brook Lopez has to come out of the paint to go defend guys because the backcourt isn't defending the way it used to, you know? So yeah, I mean, and look, you call Doc Rivers because this is the guy that you call to straighten things out. Not only their mental state, right? Because clearly they checked out on the last coach, but this is the guy who's going to say, hey, look, we're going to do this championship run or not. And if you're Doc Rivers, to coach Giannis Antetokounmpo and Damian Lillard, that opportunity, there's no way you're passing that up. This is the only opportunity, if you ask me, or probably easily at the top of the list of the fewest, you know, opportunities that he would take right now in his career. And only I can't
job,
wait.
Yeah, I mean, only job you can see that would be different for Doc Rivers would be if he went to the Lakers. It's going to be a high-profile team he was going to go to if he came back. So this is a high profile team. It could be a great opportunity for him, but it also could be a curse because you might get back into the middle of this thing and you're going, whoa, I did not count on this. And right. he had Joel Embiid. You know, you think he had Joel Embiid and Maxey and guys like that. Now you get into Giannis and Dame. But after that, you think your team becomes a little bit shorter. You think then you go to Portis. And okay, now where do you go? And clearly we see that Middleton isn't the Middleton of old, shooting the jump shot or defending the basketball. So it's gonna be a tricky slope right now. These guys are trying to navigate.
Yeah, it has to be, right, Max? I mean, it's almost like you almost have to look ahead to the next season. Not to say that you check out on this year, but is it fair to judge Doc Rivers if this team doesn't have a deep playoff run this year?
You know, it doesn't make any difference. That's how it's going to be. People are going to judge you good. Is it fair? Probably wouldn't be, but people are going to be, you came in to save the franchise, so here, let's see what you can do. So right. Are you saying, did you get Doc Rivers for the immediate now? Or you got Doc Rivers for what he can do two, three years down the line. I don't think that you got Doc Rivers for that. You got Doc Rivers for this run right now. Right. Giannis happened to love him. Dame loves him. Dame, there was a bird that I saw on Dame where he had, you know, how am I going to win a championship if I don't have Doc Rivers? So that's the story.
I can't wait, man. I can't wait. You know what I say, man? NBA is the most there's just drama, man. The plot twist, this constant switching up. You know?
This is probably his last call for alcohol.
That's what I'm thinking, man. Yeah. Yeah, like you say, man. Last call for alcohol.
This is when Josue was at the bar back in the day and they'd be like, "Okay, Got last call for alcohol, and you'd be like, yo, let me get another Tito's. Let me get another Tito's, okay? I'm good here. I'm good.
But we got to see this thing through, man. I mean, look, this is obviously it's a multi-year deal. He's not going anywhere, but yeah, I would agree, man. This is probably his last stint. This is it. Mm-hmm. Final chapter of his coaching career, for sure.
Yeah.
The NFL season is wrapping up, but there is still time to get on the action with FanDuel, America's number one sports book. Right now, new customers get 150 in bonus bets guaranteed when you place a $5 bet. That's 150 bucks in bonus bets, win or lose. The app is so easy to use, and there are so many different ways to bet, like live same-game parlays, find bets in the new Explore tab, make a parlay in the Parlay Hub, the best way to find popular parlays, and more. So visit FanDuel.com/Boston and make your first bet a layup. FanDuel, official partner of the NFL. Must be 21 plus and present in select states. FanDuel is offering online sports wagering in Kansas under an agreement with Kansas Star Casino, LLC. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued is non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or visit fanduel.com/RG in Colorado, Iowa, Michigan, Kentucky, New Jersey, Ohio, Pennsylvania, Illinois, Tennessee, and Virginia. Call 1-800-NEXT-STEP or text next step to 53342 in Arizona, 1-888-789-7777, or visit ccpg.org/chat in Connecticut, 1-800-9-WITH-IT in Indiana, 1-800-522-4700, or visit ksgamblinghelp.com in Kansas, 1-877-770-STOP in Louisiana. Visit mdgamblinghelp.org in Maryland. Visit 1-800-GAMBLER.net in West Virginia or call 1-800-522-4700 in Wyoming. Hope is here. Visit GamblingHelplineMA.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support in Massachusetts or call 1-877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY in New York.
Now, you asked me about
Let's get to South Beach. Let's get to even though it is a South Beach, but we always think of what LeBron said. Let's get down to what happened in Miami, man. It got a little spicy down there, and not for the Heat. The Celtics tore them up, man. A historic win as the Celtics lit it up from behind the arc. What's up?
Yo, here's another thing though. You give in that game. It was the second night of a back to back for Miami. Celtics were the rested team at the hotel, out by the pool, hanging out. Miami had played before the day before. Tough game. They lost that game. And then the last people you want to see coming into the building right now are the Celtics. And the Celtics, Miami just didn't have any answers. They had no answer at all when it came to Porzingis. Porzingis was lighting them up. Brown was lighting them up. Tatum was lighting. The Celtics were just hitting on all cylinders. And the Celtics played their game. I don't care how good Jimmy Butler is. Right. Jimmy Butler's not going to beat them this year. Not like that. Jimmy Butler is not going to beat the Boston Celtics. Bam was decent, but they'd have to have a lot more from Tyler Hero. Right.
I just see a gap, Max. That's the thing. I see a significant gap between the Heat and Celtics.
I love Terry Rozier's game with some of the things he does. But I'm also a huge Kyle Lowry fan. I'm probably a bigger Kyle Lowry fan because all I know is Kyle Lowry is a winner, man. You can put anything by him. He might not be. He's not as fast. He's not this. He's not that. And, man, that's a guy who's going to be out there for a veteran's minimum. That, the Celtics talk about, possibly getting a guard. Would that be somebody you want to pick up? The Knicks, would they want to do that? Philly? Place to, that he could go in and help them out. So yeah. I think he's going to land someplace. Obviously, it's not going to be in Charlotte. So all they want to do is here, take your money and go home. That's where they want to get rid of Terry's contract and kind of start over and then kind of move on from there. But
great opportunity for him.
Yeah, but I think that the matchup, there are a lot of matchup problems this year, more matchup problems this year for Miami than there ever has been with the Celtics. And I think you look at Porzingis. Porzingis presents a huge problem.
Right.
Bam, over the last couple of years, he's just been roaming defensively. You know, because if you're guarding Rob Williams, if you can keep him away from the rim to block, you know, to dunk, you know, he wouldn't get a lot of more offense. Right. But now that when you have Porzingis stepping out, knocking down threes or driving toward the paint. And I talked to somebody, he twisted his ankle, but they don't think it was a severe twist. So we'll see if he's going to be back tonight for the game. Or they
right.
It's
considered doubtful, but yeah.
Let him rest for a couple more days.
Right. Yeah, I mean, listen, that's the thing, man. I just see the significant gap. And I always looked at the Porzingis move as a direct – you know, obviously, what was best for this team, what was best for starting lineup, what was best for Tatum and Jaylen Brown, but also based off of what happened in that Eastern Conference Finals series last year, you know, they didn't have someone like that. Like you just put it, Rob Williams, what they were able to do with him and make him, you know, not a factor at times throughout that series, attacking the rim. Now you got someone like Porzingis that you have to go out and defend, right? You can't leave him out there because he'll get going from behind the arc.
He will
defend the rim as well.
Knock the shots down. He'll defend them. Right. He's not going to block the shots the way Rob will, but because he's so long, he's going to change the trajectory of shots.
Exactly.
That can be just as effective.
Resistance. Yeah,
I don't.
For sure.
I don't know that the matchup problem to me is one that I look at. It's going to be Miami's really going to be tested this year.
Right.
Now, I think one of the funny things people are talking about down in Miami is that Eric Spoelstra just finished his divorce. And then signed a new contract after the divorce was completed.
Yeah. Miami's real for that.
Is that smart? Yeah.
Yeah.
So you don't have to share that new money with your ex-wife. You're doing the
old organization. They're a real one.
New money. And so a lot of people were talking about that down in Miami, but just a very, very surreal moment thinking about that, thinking about the way the Celtics have played. I thought they might lose one of those games. Thought they might have lose, you know, they beat Houston, just kind of messed around with the game. Then they went and slapped Dallas around.
Yeah, and that game was impressive. That was an impressive win, man. Yeah, probably my favorite wins of the season.
Yeah, and then you turn around and you demolish Miami and give them again second night of back to back. Very difficult for any team to play, but especially when you're talking about a top tier team. And one thing we're looking at right now, Celtics as one of those top tier teams.
I think they found their stride too, man. What are you thinking, Max?
I believe they have. I mean, it's a lot of different things they're able to do right now. Joe Mazzulla has said that early. I was actually on the plane with him. He said, Max, he said, I can see our offense getting better. I was like, whoa. And that was early on when they were playing well. And now you think about getting Holiday more involved. I think he's starting to sort of round his shots and to play where he can get some shots. Derek White playing the way he plays, so it's scary for the rest of the Eastern Conference. Scary for the rest of the NBA.
Do you think that's what's triggering these moves so early before the trade deadline? I mean, it's approaching, but I mean, you got the Pacers making moves, you got what the New York Knicks did, and the Toronto Raptors, you know. And look, the New York Knicks, since that trade, OG Aminui has just been incredible for those guys, and he had one heck of a win the other night. So don't look now, but all of a sudden they're in the top four of the Eastern Conference. Do you think the Celtics triggering this?
I think that they do see warfare, and that they feel like everybody is just an arms race.
Right.
So you add pieces. The Knicks have been as good as we've seen them in the last couple of years, but for them to lose Robinson, their center, him out and trying to change on the fly what they're able to do. I think that's what the Knicks are doing.
It's a good point.
I look at Indiana. Indiana has to add some size and some more scoring. Now, do they need any more scoring? One of the top scoring teams, but they needed some size and maybe a little bit more length. And you got that when you got Siakam. You're able to move on that. The guy that I kind of feel bad for, is Bruce Brown, Boston native, won his chip with Denver, and then turned around and got a bag from Indiana. But before he could
sure did
go in the bag, he's out towards Toronto already.
Yeah.
So the league is really something. And then for you to talk about scoring in this league, Booker scores 60 plus and you lose. Is that how that goes? Cat scores
62, yeah.
And they lose and he gets benched.
And then Coach Finch is talking about how the team was just trying to feed him. You know, he felt like the team kept going to him too much, and it was obvious. You know, as the lead dwindled. You know, because they did have a big lead in that game. So
yeah. And then they lose the game, and it's they get Joel Embiid scoring 70 plus. I mean, the numbers are absolutely stupid. I agree with Paul Pierce is saying. Paul Pierce said, you know, hey, are you playing anymore? Are you playing defense?
Right.
I mean, Kevin Garnett has to be doing cartwheels right now thinking about, you know, guys not defending. But the
three would hate line, this. He would hate this.
It's made it almost mute now that guys are score more points, and that's how things are going to go.
Right. Yeah, Luka dropping 73, Booker dropping 62. But real quick, one question about Luka I wanted to ask you, man. Did you see the ejection with the fan?
I did not see it. I didn't see it.
Okay, well, just long story short, according to Luka, this guy was heckling throughout the half. But what was reported was what led to the ejection. So apparently the guy said something along the lines of, hey, Luka, why don't you get on the treadmill? Something about, you know, him being out of shape. And he triggers it's on camera. He looks at the referee and says, get this guy out of here. When he's asked about it, he goes at a reporter about how he's always the one to point something like that out. And why didn't you tell the whole story? And he was cursing me the whole half. You know, you didn't report about that. But then, because I feel like we got to give Luka his props here, man. He did a 180 when he went on with the guys on TNT. And he said, listen, I shouldn't have done that, you know. And he had his whole attire look, you know, he got the vest and the tie. Like, I feel like it was a whole, like, I messed up type of thing. Because initially when he said in the press conference, he was like, look, I would never want to get somebody kicked out. They pay good money for these seats. But I had it. I heard enough or whatever. But then he goes on TNT and he's like, you know what? I was in my feelings. That's my bad. I should have kicked that guy out.
But that happens, I think, more so in the 80s. When guys, what would happen with Kyrie?
Yeah, you guys heard a lot worse than get on a treadmill, right?
What's going to happen when Kyrie comes back here? When you get fans chanting out, fuck you, Kyrie, fuck you. Are you going to throw 16,000 people out? How's that work?
Right.
I mean, I'm appalled at our fan base for that. And people say, well, why? Why are you? Because we have kids there. If these were grown people, if everybody was 21 and above, I'd be okay. That's cool. You can say what you want to say. But when you have kids who are 10 years old, 7 years, you know, just, you know, 13 years old, and they're chanting right along with, you know, their parents or the people around them. That, to me, that's not cool. That's not good stuff. That is one of those things that I remember Greg Popovich was mad with his fan base that time when they were booing Kawhi. And he said, oh, hell no, we're better than that.
Yeah, you're on the mic.
It was a game that was done it was a football game one time. And they were throwing snowballs or doing something in Cincinnati. And the guy went and got on the microphone, the coach went and said, God damn it. He said, this ain't Cleveland. You know, we ain't doing this. And fans have kind of gotten out of control, but the players at the same time, their feelings, their feelings are real soft with their feelings, Josue. You can't really say anything to him that would be
especially by his weight. I guess he hit a nerve there. He must have hit a nerve. Didn't like that.
Is that like calling a woman? Is that like you see a woman you dated somebody before? Damn, babe, can you drop a few pounds? Oh, Josue, is that a no-no?
That's the biggest no-no of the no-nos. Yeah, for sure. Okay. Yeah.
Well, how do you say it to a woman in that case? Where you say, God, you want to go, hey, babe, why don't we just go work out? Is that a good way to say it? Or does she take Or does she take a or she take offense to that?
No, no, she won't. No, you got to say, let's take a walk around the city. You know, it's got to be nice out, though. That's the thing. If it's cold and the winter, forget it. You got to save it for the spring. You got to save it. But
hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
It's only a kick. A jump. A block. It's only a serve. It's only a tackle. A run. It's only for the fans. After all, it's only pressure. You got this. Adidas.
Man, I'm just surprised that Luka did this, but at the same time, again, I got to give him his props because he did the 180. He said, look, I was in my feelings. I shouldn't have had that guy kicked out, you know? So I like it. You should give him a pair of free tickets.
What do you do? Does he go back and apologize to the fan? Does he find that person?
He should try. Give him a pair of tickets or something. Hook him up.
Okay.
And then make a joke out of it about his weight and see what he says. But my last question for you, Max, though, in line with everything you just said about all these guys dropping points and left and right, 73 points for Luka, you know, 62 for Booker, and Embiid 70. Like Paul said, what's going on in the NBA, man? You think there's something to this? Is the NBA people don't play defense anymore?
The soft is cotton. That what we say about defenders. They don't get up in you the way that and the league in a lot of ways has promoted that. Whereby the hand, no hand checking, no this, no that. And this league is about scoring. And so because of that, they put it on the table that guys that the offensive players have so much more leverage than the defensive players. I mean, it's like when you see a guy on the fast break and he's running, he's going towards the layup. How many times have we seen the defender essentially try to dodge away from the guy because he don't want to get hit and then and one? So right. I think the rules have manifested scoring and scorers a lot more, making them more so much more valuable to the city because – look, just the way it's like this. Nobody wants to see a freaking your game, a baseball game 2-1. Nobody wants to see that no more. Nobody wants to see hockey win is 0-0. America is based on scoring and rapid. Our attention span is like that right now. So right. Your game is going to suffer. And that's why I look at baseball because they've done some things with the pitch count, which I really like. Guys aren't able to get out. I mean, some young guys back baseball, today, man. You love Nomar. You love the all.
No, I don't. No, he's like sixth on my list, but all right.
Nomar.
You're just saying that because he's Latino. You're just thinking of every Latino you can think of.
Nomar steps out. Wipes his brow, gets his.
Yeah, that was Manny, man. Manny was the coolest.
You might as well gather brush his hair. Let me get a mirror. Let me look and see how I'm looking.
That was Manny, man. Before the dreads, especially when he had the lineup. No, man,
Manny wasn't as bad as Nomar. Nomar had all the other gear.
Oh yeah, the superstitious thing. Yeah, Nomar
and
was
all
yeah.
that stuff.
Oh yeah.
On it. So, you know,
but for a little bit of a 10-year-old me, seeing Manny the way he was, man, I was, oh, man.
Manny just get him. Up and swing.
He was the coolest hitter, man. He was the coolest hitter.
Manny just gets up and swings, man. So that's why I always wonder about your Mount Rushmore, because if I ask you about Manny, your eyes glaze, they go back in your head. But if I ask you about Big Poppy, you're going,
I mean,
who's your favorite player, Manny or Big Poppy?
Manny's my favorite player.
Okay.
But Ortiz is more Mount Rushmore than Manny because he didn't stay around. He just stuck around. So, but anyways, man, you gave me off topic here, man.
That's what we do, Joseph.
Yeah, I know.
Our podcast is about.
As I'm saying it, I'm like, that's what we do.
And it's about having a conversation. If your conversation is one sided, then you need to go to somebody else's podcast because we're going to be talking about all kind of things. We're going to keep it on the hunt. I mean, we talk about all these things that happened. We talk about, did you believe that Belichick hadn't got hired yet? How about that? Did you believe that?
No.
You're in the media. Do you believe that Bill
Belichick believe it, has
not got a friggin' job? Why?
Because people, reputations carry, man. They carry around and people
What's
don't.
What's his reputation?
Honestly,
I'm asking you on the spot right now. What's his reputation?
My way or the highway, you know, do this and there's no other option. I don't want any input. I just think it's a generation. They don't abide by that.
You see this? What does that mean? Six.
Six?
Six what? Six Super Bowls? Six Super Bowls?
How many they won? How many you get with Tom Brady? How many with or without Brady?
Damn, how many Brady got one without him? What does that mean?
He did.
What does that mean? Because he got one,
but he had
those pieces in line, and I don't think anybody can complain. I mean, he's gonna go down as one of the great coaches. But I was reading something the other day, and the guy didn't like this. He said, "With Belichick, you have to be able to go in essentially clean your entire building now, because he wants control in that way." Reminds me a lot of Bill Fitch that I had during the. Bill Fitch wanted control of everything, from the secretaries to the ball boy to the people sweeping the floor.
To the trades, to the offseason moves. He had all the control.
Yeah, and if you don't – and if you are a coach, if you are an owner, are you willing to sell your soul for that way to say, okay, yeah, I'm going to give you all the power? And then you start to look at his record in the last, 4 years? Now you're going – six Super Bowls, but you reckon the last 4 years.
Mm-hmm.
That's really interesting.
No, that's the thing, man. And look, I am surprised that there's no other interviews out there. That does surprise me. But the Atlanta thing, though, doesn't shock me. When it came down to it, they made a decision. But I'm surprised that there is another that phone's not ringing. But we'll see. We'll wait and see. But what I was getting to earlier is, if you're Victor Wembanyama, like, defense is the number one most important thing in the world to you now, okay? Welcome to the league, young fella. Welcome to the league. That's what Joel Embiid said to this guy. And that's the way I see it.
Joel Embiid said that to him and then gave him 70? Where's the deal? What are you talking about? Joel Embiid said that to him. He gave him 70.
I mean, he didn't say that, man, but, you know.
He gave him freaking 70, Josue.
Yeah, he gave him 70, and a lot of it was on him. It was on his neck. I mean, yeah, he didn't say that, but look, my point is, from a tactical standpoint, if a guy goes off a 70, whoever was defending him, like that's going to live for me forever. Like, look, Jalen Rose talks about the Kobe Bryant thing. Like, yo, he scored 81 on me. Like, there's got to be a sense of pride at some point, being like, hey, or at least I'm going to be on the bench, be like, yo, fellas, can y'all help me with this dude? Like, can we stop the guy scoring points on this?
Well, it would seem, but I think it's just as incumbent about your coach, though. If a guy's scoring that way, what do? Do you double team him? Do you get the ball out of his hands? So if a guy's that hot, is that what you do? Or you just let him stay on the island by himself? Apparently, you let him stay on the island by himself. Or you double team him and make him pass the ball to somebody else. So don't give me this shit about it's the player. That damn it might be the coach. Because if I need help, and I need help a lot of times, I scream, help, I need help. I'm not going to be like, no. But if you feel like, you know, I remember one of the best examples that we have with that is Paul Pierce. And I'm going to forget the guy's name right now. Harrington was his name. You remember with Indiana?
Al Harrington. Yeah.
Harrington was guarding Paul Pierce.
That's
and
right.
Paul Pierce was scoring points, and somebody said, "No, let me switch up. I got it." And Al Harrington waved him off, like, "Fuck that! I got it." And Paul Pierce dribbling said, "You got me.
That's right. Yeah, yeah.
and Paul dropped. That was one of the most brutal moments
that Paul Pierce had.
That was crazy. Yeah, I mean, because Paul is talking to him, dribbling, and he
told him he's gonna go too.
Harrington just wipes some guy. Yo, switch. Fuck that. I got him. And he's down in stance, and Paul Pierce dribbling, looking at the clock. You got me. Okay, you got me.
Oh man, clap
with the jump shot. Oh my God, that was brutal. That was one of the nastiest. Maybe one of the nastiest plays I think I've ever seen in Celtic history.
Oh, agreed.
When you came to demoralizing an individual, right, who was guarding somebody. I know Larry's done stuff before when he was playing, and I've seen him demoralize guys and teams. You know, Atlanta, when he got the 60 on them in New Orleans, and guys on their bench falling over like that on the Atlanta's bench and getting fined later on. But that particular moment on the floor, man-o-man-o, and Paul to knock that down on Harrington like that, that was brutal. That was just freaking brutal.
That's pure basketball, man. That's what it's about, you know, in the street.
That makes you know what? That you can stop me. But see, that makes you happy, because people, if you don't know it, this dude I'm looking at right now, Paul, if you want to see his face light up, let Paul get in the building. Let Paul Pierce get in the building. Joe Sway is like, Paul, what's going on? Paul,
yeah, I'm thinking you're talking about basketball, man. Man, get out of here with that. I'm all smiling. I'm like, Oh,
you don't smile like that when Paul comes? Oh, you gonna keep it on the 100 or what?
I mean, I get hype. I mean, you know, we don't see him every day. We don't see him every day.
As soon as I walk in the building, Paul's in the building, you've seen him before, you come up to me going, have you seen him? You seen him? I'm like, who?
He'd be asking for you. He sees me and says, what's up, Josue? How's everything? After the quick exchange, where's
like,
that?
I'm like, where's like, that? I thought it was damn Santa Claus or something. You see him? I'm like, who are you talking about? Paul Pierce. He's here. I'm like, okay. You don't know how hyped you get. The shit is just funny to me when he gets in the building. I think I might do that with KG, though. KG's in the building. I get pretty hyped about him. But I don't get hyped about Paul because I think he's talked shit to me so many years. I have a picture.
Is that what?
I have a picture. I have to get an autograph at Paul Pierce with my jersey on. With my number 31 on when they were tying my jersey. Paul Pierce had to wear it. I thought that was it was brutal for him. He was like,
I gotta see that. He had to wear it. That's funny.
He couldn't wait to take it off. He could not freaking wait to take it off. I died.
Because of all those years he was cheering against you, man. He's a Laker at heart.
Damn hater.
That's what it is.
Damn hater.
All right. Well, that's gonna do it for this episode of the Cedric Maxwell Podcast, man. good stuff. You already know. Subscribe, rate, review.
Join us,
guys. We really do.